News on this 4th of July that NBA star Kevin Durant of the Oklahoma City Thunder will sign with the Golden State Warriors. Durant has been with the same franchise for his entire career, so this was a surprise to many, and we will watch the reaction to it. But it's another example of the rules of the business of the NBA, which, along with those of the NFL, feel to the Atlantic's Derek Thompson more socialist than capitalist. Hi, Derek, and happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July, Jeremy.
So, as we celebrate America's birthday, you say the NFL and the NBA would please a Scandinavian social democrat. Explain.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, America prides itself on capitalism, but you look at its most famous diversion, American sports. There are salary caps. There are luxury taxes. There is revenue sharing between rich teams and poor teams. If you're a loser in the NFL or the NBA, you are rewarded, in fact. Success is, as I said, punished by design, and misfortune is rewarded because they get high draft picks. So the best young players go to the worst teams. This is all an attempt, essentially, to make sure that no one team gets too much more successful over too long a period than another team. And it seems to me that that is exactly the kind of social democratic model that a lot of, you know, conservatives hate and liberals love up in Northern Europe and Scandinavia.
And yet you say that European soccer teams are not run this way.
And here is the great irony, is that you go to the socialist hotbed of Europe, and it turns out that their sports are more capitalist, and they have practices that would please an American conservative. They don't have salary cap rules, so it turns out that there are a handful of rich teams that just win and win and win. When a soccer team in England performs poorly, they're not rewarded with the best young player. In fact, they're relegated to a lower league. So the most successful teams are rewarded. The bad teams are punished. It seems like a very kind of free market American capitalist solution to sports leagues in Europe.
Do you have a sense of why we have that ironic situation?
Well, so I wanted to go back and look at history. You know, why did the system of promotion and relegation start in England? It started in the 19th century, where you have thousands of these new soccer clubs, and they're playing each other in sort of like an ad hoc scheduling process. And they decide to create a new football league, and the league only has 12 teams. And so if you have a league of 12 teams in a system of 1,000 teams, and so if a team wasn't very good, they would kick them out and bring one of the 1,000 back on to the league. In the U.S., though, you just don't have this problem of abundance. There are only 32 teams in the NFL. If one of them is really, really bad, there's no 33rd team that's almost as good as, say, the Tennessee Titans. And so both of these systems, both the sort of the so-called capitalist system in Europe and the so-called socialist system in American sports, are both answers to the same question. And that question is, what's the best way to treat the worst teams in our league? What's the best way to keep fans interested in the worst teams in our league?
Which do you think produces a better game?
I actually think that I should probably say this on July 4th, in fact. I do think that America is number one in this case. You look at the just absolutely tremendous success of the NFL and the NBA in growing fans, both in the U.S. And abroad. This tremendous capacity to build drama in the league because no one team builds a dynasty for too long. In this case, think that America gets it right.
The other interesting thing here is that at the core, the rules may be socialist in the American leagues, but they're all about making money. I have never seen anything more capitalistic than, you know, a major league sporting event.
No, that is exactly right. I do think, as I said in the conclusion of the piece, that to ensure the widespread popularity of their sports, each of these leagues, the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, they have made parody their cardinal virtue. And to make sure that every single market is relatively equally served and these fans keep watching year after year after year, that encourage them to embrace a variety of socialism that most other American institutions have absolutely rejected. I do find that a beautiful irony. And judging by the profits earned by the NFL, it seems, at least in sports, that being nice to losers has been a winning strategy.
You know, the sport that I always used to play on the 4th of July was the watermelon toss at the local swimming pool back in Illinois, where they would throw like a greased up watermelon in the pool, and then we would all jump in, and I think one of us had to actually be able to hold on to it and move it to the side. The coin toss, also fun and very capitalist. Throw a ton of quarters into the pool, and whoever can pick up the most wins.
What a beautiful metaphor for the U.S. economy.
Yeah, exactly. Your favorite 4th of July memories, Derek, while we have you on this Independence Day?
Oh, gosh. I think just eating hot dogs while watching Joey Chestnut eat 50 times more than me.
Well, enjoy the hot dog, Derek, on this 4th of July. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.